About a month ago, it was 45 years since the Attica prison uprising. On that day, inmates across the country called a strike to call attention to the use of free labor in American prisons. The Incarcerated Workers Organizing Committee coordinated the strike from outside the prison system. They claim that thousands of inmates across the country have protested by refusing to work without pay. Prison officials at several facilities have denied those claims. This week, corrections officers at a prison in Alabama have refused to show up for work. While not an official strike, their actions are in response to overcrowding and understaffing of the prisons. Beth Schwartzappel is a staff writer for the Marshall Project. Beth, how hard is it to know the scale of this inmate protest?
The truth is we really can't. A lot of what we know about the strike comes from the prisoners and their advocates, and a lot of what they tell us prison officials dispute. So it does turn to a little bit of a game of he said, she said, trying to figure out what exactly is going on.
Is this a working conditions strike, or is this a use of non-union free prison labor issue?
I think it's even more than that. I think part of it is working conditions. Part of it is pay, you know, that many prisoners are forced to work either without pay or for very little pay. But it turned into much more than that after a while. I think that prisoners ended up using their labor as leverage to protest all kinds of things. Some of the things they were talking about were education programs, humane living conditions, all kinds of things. I think in the end, what they told me is that their labor is really the only leverage they have. So though it seems like a labor issue, it became much more than that.
So the prison labor is the leverage. What industries does it affect? And how do we know if the leverage is putting any pressure on anyone?
Well, prisoners basically do every job that there is to do in a prison except security. They mop the floors, they clean the showers, they file papers, they cook and serve the food. But they also do other types of jobs. There's a number of different kinds of programs that are designed to be like real world programs where what they make is actually sold in various ways. So they make that quintessential prison item, the license plate. They make furniture. They make clothing in some cases. But I think that in order for it to really have an impact in a way that it's felt by the prison administration, the strikes would have had to be much more widespread and to have had to go on for much longer than they did.
And this is the 45th anniversary, or at least it began on the 45th anniversary of the Attica prison uprising, which was very much about working conditions and racial tension within prisons all around the United States. It sounds like the mission is much, much different today. We're talking about options, educational potential, and anticipating the challenges once people get out of prison. Is that a fair statement of the program that they would love to get more attention for?
I think it's both. I think if you look at the demands that the prisoners were making in Attica 45 years ago and the demands today, they're actually really not that different. Both talk about humane living conditions. They're asking for things like stop removing mental health patients from treatment programs.
Do you think this strike is a part of the whole movement towards prison reform in the United States and that the inmates are trying to have some input into that?
I certainly think that the reason that the strike has been getting the attention it has is because people are aware of prisons in a way that they never were before. There have been strikes both at Alabama prisons in the past and even smaller scale coordinated strikes in 2010 that originated out of Georgia, and neither of those got the attention this one got. And I really think that's in part because sort of mass incarceration is part of the public vocabulary for the first time. And so we're more receptive to it when prisoners say, hey, this isn't working.
Beth Schwartzappel is a staff writer at the Marshall Project. She spoke with us from Boston. Thank you so much, Beth.
Sure. Thanks for having me.